We are going to meet the new, some ongoing and some new AmeriCorps Vista volunteers here in Ketchikan. And we're going to start off with Bobby McCurry, who had a few words to say.
Hi. It's my pleasure to introduce this cadre cohort group of four Vistas serving here, and they're going to talk to you about what they're doing. But just wanted to let you know that Grace and Arizona are still in town for a little while, and all of those people are so complimented for the work they did on the volunteer workshop and the volunteer fair. These ladies have different things going on in each organization they're working with. And then next spring, we'll be bringing back another Vista for sale. One for First City Homeless, Arizona will be coming back, and Historic Ketchikan. So we're really proud of what we're able to do working with nonprofits. I'm off to another thing about carrying wood out to the campground for the Friday Haunted Campground. And I'm going to just leave this to them and you, Maria, and thank you so much.
Okay, and let me ask you one more question. Yeah. We have been announcing that there's housing needs. Are you still in need of housing?
We have it solved right now, but if there are people who need pet or house sitting, these people are probably going to be very open to doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know. Okay, and who would like to go first? Everyone is quiet.
I will go first. Okay. I actually work with Bobby McCurry at KYI. I'm the Ketchikan Youth Initiative Vista AmeriCorps volunteer there.
And your name?
My name is Sydney. I'm sorry. I completely forgot. No one knows me. I'm Sydney Jones. I'm actually from Atlanta, and I've been here since mid-August.
And what attracted you to come to Alaska? Or how does it work? I guess explain how the Vista volunteering
works. Oh, yeah. So AmeriCorps has several different sects, kind of. But Vista, it's a year-long process where you are promised to one organization and you work through the federal government to provide them capacity building. So I myself chose Ketchikan, Alaska because, one, I needed somewhere coastal. I don't like being landlocked. And then just looking for work experience, I wanted to work with youth, arts, and particularly entrepreneurship with art making. So KYI attracted me because they have an art shop they just opened this summer.
And how long will you be here?
I am here until August 4th exactly. That's the end date of our term. But after that, who knows?
Okay, and how long is the term usually?
A year, almost to the day.
Okay, all right. And are you enjoying being here and enjoying our rainy weather?
Yes, I am. Actually, where I went to school, the fall is very similar to what Ketchikan does, just rain every day. So in that aspect, I'm used to it. But we'll see how it goes all year long.
Okay.
It's definitely gorgeous when it rains, though.
Fabulous. All right. Who would like to go next?
Okay. I guess I'll go next. Since I'm next in line. I'm Sandra Kinzer. I'm at Community Connections. So I'm their marketing and communications coordinator is like my official title. But I do a lot of things there. So right now we're conducting our community media survey, which is what I've been like talking to everyone about. Just trying to figure out like how people get their information and how much they know about us. So I have like a baseline of how to go about my work in the future for the next year.
How has that been going so far? Have you been getting many responses?
Pretty good. Yeah, we have like over 200 responses so far, which is more than I was expecting. So I'm happy with that. It's probably not like statistically significant, but still helpful.
I know you're going out in the community as well, trying to get the surveys. I saw a little kiosk at the mall that's just fill out this little form. And specifically, you're looking for, you know, are you listening to the radio as you are out there right now? Whoever's listening are you looking through print media, et cetera?
Yeah, anything like that. We have like a list of different like social medias or like TV, radio. Just to see, like, oh, should we be putting ads here or here? Not that we, like, have an advertising budget at all, but maybe to look into it in the future.
Well, and also, I'm curious about that. Not only how people hear about you, but I think that gives a broader picture to everyone, in a sense. So is that something that's going to be put out there in the public? Or it's an internal document?
Well, I mean, if people, like, are interested in the information, I'm sure we'd be glad to, like, collaborate with them and get... They probably wouldn't be interested in, like, parts of the results, but other parts they might be.
Okay.
So I'd probably be open to that.
So that's what you're working on. Is there anything else or that's going to take up the rest of your term here?
Oh, no, that's just supposed to be, like, the first couple months, and then I go on to other... I'm supposed to develop, like, policies and procedures, which is part of capacity building. which is what VISTA is all about. So it's not like, it's like doing behind the scenes work of like making documents for future people to reference.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Okay. And let's pass the mic.
So my name is J.D. Martin, and I am the AmeriCorps VISTA Serving with Women in Safe Homes. And I'm actually originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, so the rain here is a lot of fun. And I'm working on a bunch of different projects for WISH. One of the projects I'm working on a lot right now is for several years, WISH has been running the Girls on the Run. It's a running program that helps girls build like self-esteem and life-building skills for like healthy relationships and stuff. So it's been going really well. So one of the things that we're now trying to do is start a boys running program that's going to be like the equivalent of it. So I'm laying all the groundwork for that. And then we're hoping to get started in the spring, and so I'll be doing fundraising and looking for volunteers and things like that.
And is that something I'm gathering you need men to help with?
Yeah, we're looking for lots of men who want to have input or men who want to come coach. That would be great, yeah.
Okay, and so that's your main emphasis. Are there other things you're working on? Or?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple other things. Like one of the other projects I'm working on is the Intimate Partner Violence Prevention Plan, which is a little bit of a mouthful, but Alaska has some of the highest rates of intimate partner violence in the country. So what we're doing is we're working with other organizations, and we're going to get together and put together a plan over how are we going to, as a community, try to decrease that here in Ketchikan. So it's very exciting.
Okay. Well, good luck with all of that.
All right. Thank you.
And I'm Ashley Kessler. I'm serving with the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition. I'm actually from Ketchikan, so I didn't have to do much traveling to get here. But my main projects for my year of service are developing a strategic plan or a document with potential solutions or ways to minimize the homelessness that we see in Ketchikan, as well as working with the Ketchikan Youth Support Network, which is a subgroup of the Wellness Coalition's Substance Abuse Task Force, and it's based within the high school. Currently, we are working with K-High students, but we are definitely looking into partnering with Revella as well to pull in some of their student body and into promoting healthy lifestyle choices as well as activities and everything like that.
Okay, and that's been going on a little while. How has that program been working in the schools?
We're into our second year now, and we're still working on getting membership and expanding and growing to be able to have a cohesive group that's within that reaches all aspects of K-High, whether it's the sports teams, the arts, just getting kids involved and helping them make those life connections and expanding their knowledge.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you all have lots of good work you're doing out there. Is there anything else that anyone would like to add? Okay. We'll leave it at that. Again, thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you around town, and look forward to hearing more about the work that you're doing. Thank you so much.